الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وقال تعالى: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Allah Most High says in Surah At-Tawbah, and those sabiqun, the ones who came first, al-awwalun, the first ones, the primary ones, from the muhajirin and from the ansar, those people who accepted Islam with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, there really weren't that many of them. Definitely less than 1,000, probably much less than 1,000, probably just, you know, not that much more than 100 or 200 at max. those muhajirun and those ansar, those people who embraced Islam from Medina and protected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam help. Those people, they have a special place in the deen. Even amongst the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, their maqam and their rank is higher than the rank and maqam of those people who didn't make hijrah, or those people who didn't, you know, help and protect the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ansar, what they did for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was something remarkable, because it's not like they had a fight with anybody before. They had no fight with the Quraysh of Mecca. Even in the Battle of Badr, when the champions of Quraysh come out to challenge the Muslims in single combat, the Ansar, without hesitating, they come forward to fight with them. And even the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen from Quraysh, were perplexed and puzzled. They said, who are you guys? We don't have a fight with you. We don't have a problem with you. We don't even know who you are. You know, we didn't come here to fight with you. We came and fight with our own people. But they made that fight into their own. And they sacrificed. If you look at the names of the Shuhada from Badr, from Uhud, and from the different maghazi of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a majority of them, not even just a small, like a large majority of them, are Ansar. They're the people from Medina Munawwara. They made the work, their own personal work. They made the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam their own personal mission. That's why the Muhajirun and the Ansar have a rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala recognizes them by the direct text of His book. He says that those people, those primary people, first people, the ones who won the race from the Muhajirun and Ansar, and those who come after them in a good way, bi ihsan, in a good way, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him, Jalla wa Ala. Again, it's the text of the Quran regarding the fact that these are good people and pious people who Allah is pleased with, and He is extolling their honor in the direct text of His book. And the reason, you may say, okay, why is it every day we read from this? You're making the same point again and again. If you go and read about the fitan regarding Islam, we need to reinterpret this and reinterpret that and have a reformation and take another look at blah, 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 and these opinions are backwards and these opinions are old school, and, you know, people go further by saying, oh, we're just going to follow the Quran, we're not going to follow the hadith, we're not going to follow... Well, here you go, it's the Quran. It's telling you that all those things that you're trying to reject and that the ulama have been teaching for 1400 years, those are exactly what the text of the Quran is telling you to take as an authority itself. In very clear terms, it's not really very ambiguous at all. It says that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him, and He has prepared for them such gardens that rivers flow underneath them, and they will be there for eternity and forever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is the great winning. That is the great win. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us winners with them, even though they made great sacrifice and we really, you know, can't be bothered with a whole lot. But Allah ta'ala forgive us for our weakness and for our laziness, and at least bear witness to the love we have in our hearts for them, and make us also win from their win. And may Allah Ta'ala reward them double and triple for having done all the heavy lifting for us so that we can come and practice this religion and live a life of peace and barakah afterward. Allah Ta'ala give all of us so much tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.